Will you please rise for our pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Lowell?
Here.
Mr. Lockwood?
Here.
Mrs. Lucky? Mrs. Robert?
Here.
Mrs. Beal?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
General Administration, report number eight.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations from the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on May 8th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of 2025. And having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this ninth day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
No.
Please call the roll.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Mr. Lockhart?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on May 21st, 2025, and the canvas of the vote.
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Mr. Lockhart?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
I have one this evening from Jessica Morley and her group for the National Cancer Survivors Day. On behalf of the Cancer Center patients and staff, I just wanted to reach out and say thank you for the assistance and the use of your facilities on National Cancer Survivors Day. The event was a large success with great turnout, and the OFA staff was so great to work with. We appreciate all that you do and hope to see you again next year. Thanks, Jessica Morley.
Thank you. Are there any comments relative to the agenda? New business, report number one.
This is the recognition of the valedictorian salutatorian for the class of 2025. We will start out with our valedictorian. Miss Gabriella Ott, daughter of Mr. William and Mrs. Tanya Ott of Augsburg, New York, represents her class of 117 seniors as the valedictorian with an overall grade point average of 99.18. Gabriella will graduate in June of 2025 with a Regents Diploma with Advanced Designation with Honors, showcasing her mastery in mathematics and science. Her dedication to academics is evident, receiving an invitation to the academic recognition ceremony each year of her high school career. Her advanced placement test scores have earned her AP Scholar with Honors designation. Gabriella's dedication extends beyond the classroom. She is an active member of the National Honor Society, performs vocal music, and plays the clarinet. She's been involved in concert band, jazz band, marching band, pep band, and has represented OFA in all county and all state bands. She has performed in the Jazz Rock Choir and Senior Chorus and has been selected to perform vocal Nisma solos. Her love for music is matched by her enthusiasm for musical theater, where she has earned roles in school and community productions. In addition to her musical pursuits, Gabriella is a varsity swimmer, competition cheerleader, and softball player. She has been enrolled in dance classes since preschool, further demonstrating her commitment to the arts. Gabriella is the Alan Krauss Citizenship Award recipient and was featured as an academic all-star on WWNY TV 7 News at noon. Gabriella will pursue a major in medical lab technology at Binghamton University. And I've got to call her. Gabby, come on up. And
recognize you without a softball uniform on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know if anyone needs a photograph.
Oh, with. Okay.
Oh, Mom does.
I'm like, yes,
we
do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And now salutatorian, Miss Brooke Barr, daughter of Mr. Stephen, and Mrs. Renee Barr of Ogdensburg, New York, represents her senior class of 117 students as salutatorian with a grade point average of 98.59. Brooke has consistently held second rank in her class throughout her high school journey. This June, Brooke will graduate with a Regents Diploma with Advanced Designation, showcasing her mastery in mathematics and science. During her time at Ogdensburg Free Academy, Brooke has participated in as an active member of the National Honor Society and Student Council. She has also competed as a three-season athlete and participated in volleyball, cheerleading, and softball. Brooke's leadership qualities have been exemplified by her role as captain on the volleyball and cheerleading teams. Brooke was named to two first-team All-Northern teams in cheerleading, first and second team All-Northern in volleyball, and a second team All-Northern in softball. Additionally, she has been honored as a Section 10 Senior Athlete of Distinction and a NISPA Individual Scholar Athlete. Balancing a rigorous course load, including several advanced placement and dual enrollment courses, Brooke has excelled academically while maintaining her athletic commitments and responsibilities. During the summer, Brooke balances multiple jobs, working as a lifeguard at the Ogdensburg City Pool and Lisbon Beach, and serving as a recreation worker for the city. Brooke intends to pursue a career in healthcare and has been accepted for direct entry into a physician's assistant program. Congratulations, Brooke.
We have the Ogdensburg Education Association Student Award recognition this evening. We have Mrs. Julie Finley and Mrs. Diane Dracy Alonso here this evening to present the OEA awards to our graduating seniors.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're here to present the OEA Excellence Award to exceptional seniors. This is our 16th year presenting this award, which goes out to six seniors this year who have shown excellence and commitment in the areas of sportsmanship, the visual arts, vocal music, and instrumental music. Each student will receive an award certificate and an Amazon gift card attached to the back. As we call your name, please come forward to accept your award. The OEA Excellence in Vocal Music Award goes to Gracie Chase. Next up, the OEA Excellence in Instrumental Music goes to Gabriella Ott. The first OEA Excellence in Visual Art Award goes to Berlin Tomasini. OEA Excellence in Visual Art Award goes to Brady Shaver. The first OEA Excellence in Sportsmanship Award goes to Mia Genoni. And the next OEA Excellence in Sportsmanship Award goes to Brian Dozer. Uh, congratulations to all the award recipients, and thank you.
Yes.
I take it you girls that are done.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll go on to report number three.
This is the annual New York State Education Education Law 2D status report. I gave you the rundown of the Ed Law 2D policy and the documents, and I can report to the Board of Education that there have been no reports of no parent concerns filed with 2024 calendar year, and no cybersecurity events involving Ed Law 2D in the district this year.
Report number four.
This is a final review and adoption of the Augsburg City School District Policies 5151 and 5151R. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of policies 5151 and 5151R presented this ninth day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Keel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Report number five.
This is the final review and adoption of the District Health Services Policy Manual for the 25-26 school year. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby adopt the revised District Health Services Policy Manual as presented for the 25-26 school year this ninth day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So
moved. Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is the appointment of election inspectors for annual district budget vote and school board election. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, Casey Smith will be appointed retroactively on June 9th, 2025 to serve as election inspector for the annual district budget vote and school board election to be held on May 20th, 2025 from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Is there a recommended
action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Under business, report number seven.
This is the resolution to approve school breakfast and lunch prices for the 2025-2026 school year. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the Augsburg City School District grades K-12 breakfast, lunch, and milk prices for the 2025-2026 school year as presented this ninth day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Report number eight.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this ninth day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So
moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number nine.
This is the funding of expenditures for the 25-26, 26-27, 27-28, and the 28-29 contract between the Augsburg City School District and the Civil Service Employees Association, CSEA. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the agreement between the Superintendent of Schools and the Augsburg City School District and the Civil Service Employees Association, CSEA, for the period of July 1, 25 through June 30, 29, as outlined in the tentative agreement signed by the Superintendent of Schools on May 28, 2025, and by the CSEA President on May 28, 2025, is hereby approved, and the funds necessary to implement such agreement are hereby authorized to be expended for such purpose on this 19th day of June 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Items B1 through B6 will be approved on the consent agenda. If I can get a motion with the following setback. We have pulled two names, Amy Frederick and Teresa Kearns. So we'll vote on all of those except those two, and then we'll vote on each of those singularly. So with that, please give me a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalone?
Aye.
Now for Amy Fredericks. Can I get a
sorry.
Motion?
Yes.
Second. All roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Abstain.
And now for Teresa Kearns. Please, in motion.
So moved. Second.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Keough?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalone?
Abstain.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
And so before we go on, you've just approved two of our newest teachers are here this evening. I have Janice Lattiser, please stand. She's a kindergarten teacher at Kennedy next year. And new to our district, but not new to the profession, coming from Clifton Fine is Presley Van Gordon, and she will be at the ABA classroom at Medill. She just had her tonsils taken out. So we have a little gift on behalf of the Board of Education and Ms. Reed and myself for you. And we thank you for your 2 years of service on the board. We wish you the very best of luck at Oswego in the fall. And we can't thank you enough. You gotta open it up so everybody sees what you got.
Throat lozenges.
Yeah, throat lozenges. Yeah. You can open that one later if you want to. Yeah, you can open that later. If you want.
Okay.
It's the next one. It's the.
Oh, yay!
Thank you.
She didn't say much, but boy, did she quote. Do we have any concluding comments by citizens? Board members? Good luck to the lacrosse team. They're playing on Wednesday, and we have some...
We have some track kids that are on their way to states, and a couple that are actually on their way to nationals, so that they qualified for that. So I'm pretty excited. A lot going on.
Good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Just wanted to see the actual picture.
Amy, did I come?
No, we don't have executives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for. Do you want to get a picture of Oswego?
Bye,
do you want to get a picture? Does the board, members of the board, want to get a picture with Mia? Oh, you got one more meeting we're going to make you come to. You know that. Stepping up. Come on right over here.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I love the Mets.
Yeah, you're doing well.
You know
well.
That. You know that.
I get it from Brenda every day.
Yeah.
About Monday. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Don't worry.
I just wanted to make sure.
Did you go last time? Not?
Thanks for
yeah.
Giving
you got the turn already.
Every Monday.
Yeah. So I already did all.
You'll just need the timesheet.
Okay.
So we'll
and then
get it
in our office.
Yeah.
That to you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Yep. All right. Congratulations.
Yes.
Board of Education.